to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing Thai green curry. And I love this curry because it's got such fresh ingredients in there. And so let's get started. Let me go ahead and discuss what we're going to be needing for all the ingredients, and then we're going to get started. So we're going to be using a little bit of olive oil. I have here about a cup and a half of chicken breast that I have just sliced up, just cut up in strips. You can do them in 1-inch pieces if you like, or squares, or if you just want the strips. I just did strips today just to be different. And then I added about a tablespoon of ginger and garlic in here, and I'm also gonna go ahead and add a little bit of salt and let that just marinate until we get the curry part of it going, and then I'll explain you what else we're gonna need. So we're just gonna mix this up and leave it on the side. All right, then what we're gonna need is we're gonna be using 1 can of coconut milk. We're also gonna be using 1 disc of palm sugar. If you don't have palm sugar, you could also use brown sugar, but I love palm sugar, so that's... And then here we have, I have fresh ginger. I took about an inch and a half of the ginger, peeled it, and just cubed it there, and it's all gonna get blended. I've got half of a big onion. I have half of it, so that's half. I have some lemon basil here. It smells amazing. Now, I like putting mint in there. If you don't, you can leave it out, but I just love the flavor of the mint in this dish. And then I have coriander here, fresh, which is also cilantro, and I'm gonna be using the stems and everything. And then I have half a lime here that we are gonna use to garnish in the end. And then as far as other spices, we're gonna be using peppercorn, and I have coriander and cumin seeds here. It's a mixture. I take coriander seeds and I take cumin seeds, toast them, and I grind them up and I keep them like this, and I use them in almost everything. So I've got that going, and it smells amazing. And then we have our salt. So let's quickly get started. While our chicken is getting marinated, what we're gonna do here is in a blender or any type of, you know, like this one is my, what is that? Magic bullet, or if you have any other thing that you have, like a blender, we're gonna throw all the ingredients in there, the fresh ones. So in goes the onions, in goes the ginger, okay, in goes the lemon basil, the mint, and then in goes our coriander. And now I also wanted to point out that if you want to make this dish really, really spicy, you can add jalapeno peppers to it. You can add habaneros to it. Any other type of chilies you want to add, this is the time you would put it in the blender. I have a very, very strict dietary restrictions. That's why I don't use jalapenos in my food or any other spices. But this would be the time to add your jalapenos or any other chili stuff that you want to put in there. So we're gonna take this, and I am going to also add my peppercorn seeds right into the blender. And I'll be taking only half a teaspoon. And this is a really good one. This is actually just a mix of 3 or 4 different peppercorns. It's got like the white pepper in there. It's got the black pepper. It's got the red. So it's a really good brand that I use, and Chef's Quality has it, but you can, I'm sure, find it anywhere. And if you really don't find them, you could just use white pepper. You could do that. So I'm gonna go ahead, blend this up real quick. When I come back, we're gonna start the gravy part of it. So I got my coriander and mint and lemon basil all blended up. Oh, I wish we had smell-o-vision, because it smells amazing. So let's get started. I'm gonna turn my pan on. In our pan, I'm just gonna add about a teaspoon of olive oil, good extra virgin olive oil. Just gonna let that just heat through just a little bit. Okay, now what we're gonna do is the mixture that we made, we're gonna go ahead and put it into our pan here. And I'm just gonna add a little bit of water in here and just clean the blender part of it out so that I don't have anything going to waste. In fact, I've got some on the lid too. This, I'm gonna go ahead and add about half a teaspoon of the cumin and coriander powder. At this time, I'm also gonna go ahead and add my palm sugar in there. Okay. Oh, it smells so good. Okay, now what I'm gonna do is the heat will melt the palm sugar, and I'm gonna go ahead and add my chicken in there. Okay. I'm gonna add half of my coconut milk in there, and this, I just wanted to let you know that this is 13.5 flask ounces can, and then if you'd want it in milliliters, it's 400 milliliters of the coconut milk. So we just added half of it in there right now. I'm gonna leave this on the stove just for another 10 minutes. I'm gonna cut one of the chickens and make sure that it's all white inside, and then we're gonna come back, we're gonna add the rest of the coconut milk in there, and then we're gonna add the lime juice in there. All right, so we're back here. Just wanted to show you that the chicken is all cooked through. It took about 7 minutes. I sliced up just one of the chickens, cut it up, and it's white inside. And I like the gravy as it is, so I'm not going to be adding the whole amount of coconut milk in there. I'm just going to put another fourth in there, one fourth amount, and then and I think that should be good. I think if you have more chicken and you want to add the whole thing, you can go ahead and do that. Okay, and I already added the salt in there, and basically what's left is just our lime that I'm just going to sprinkle fresh lime on it. There we go. Okay, so I am going to be serving it today with white rice. So this is how I decided to serve my, I've got the rice, I've got the Thai green curry on it, and then I also have some cilantro or coriander leaves on it, or cilantro, whichever one you prefer. And I also have the extra curry that I decided to put in a bowl, and just for garnishing, added a little bit of cilantro on top. So let's go ahead, take a small chicken piece here. Tastes really good. The peppercorns gives it a little bit of a kick, And I think if you added the jalapenos in there, it would be really, really spicy. And this dish is supposed to be spicy. It's supposed to be a little spicy, more spicy, a little sweet and salty. The other thing I had forgotten to mention this in the video, is you can add fish sauce in there if you like. Fish sauce, or you could add shrimp paste to it. Now, both of those items are very much high in sodium, so you can decide to put that in there. I am actually going to be serving this dish to somebody who's allergic to fish, so I decided to leave the fish sauce out at this time. But so this dish, so people who have not tried it ever, this dish is supposed to be a little sweet because of the palm sugar. It's supposed to be salty. I added salt, but like I said, you could add fish sauce or shrimp paste to it. And the peppercorns is supposed to, or the jalapenos is supposed to give it a lot of heat. I added the peppercorns. But it's a really tasty dish, so I hope you guys like it. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.